Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin signed a law yesterday that puts Vermont on the path to be the first state in the union to require labeling of genetically modified foods. And he promptly announced an online fundraiser to battle expected legal challenges from the food industry. The Vermont law takes effect in mid-2016, but opponents say that they will file a lawsuit. The Grocery Manufacturers Association says that Vermont has no compelling interest in warning consumers about GMO foods. And another obstacle to the Vermont state law looms in Congress as Republicans work on a bill that would forbid states from passing and enforcing laws requiring GMO labeling. A collaborative three-year effort among soybean researchers from five Midwest universities concluded that glyphosate does not contribute to the development or severity of sudden death syndrome in soybeans. 15 field experiments were conducted in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ontario, Canada from 2011 to 2013. Six herbicide combinations were tested. Single and multiple applications were also compared. The data showed no statistically significant effects of herbicide treatments or interactions on SDS severity. Chiquita Brand Bananas, international company, swung to a loss in the first quarter as bad weather hurt supply and demand for the fruit and vegetable company's products. The company posted a loss of $25 million, or 50 cents a share, make that 53 cents a share, compared with a year earlier profit of $2 million, or 5 cents a share. Sales in the banana segment, which is by far the company's biggest, fell 0.6% to $502 million. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,481, down 29 points. The NASDAQ is trading at, well, as it clicks into the latest NASDAQ numbers, we'll have to see what we're at. The NASDAQ is now trading at 4,041, and it's down 10.5. And the S&P 500 is 1870, and it is down 5.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. I was wondering if maybe the banana profits were down a little bit also because of the disease they're having to deal with down in Central America. I think that's, you know, I heard that there's a lot of damage being done to the banana plantations because of that situation, I think.
While there's damage being done there, there's a slowdown in planting here.
That's right. And it does look as though we are going to be dealing with some ugly weather in the upper parts of the Midwest, but the lower areas probably not so bad. And I say that knowing full well that it's raining right now across parts of Illinois and Indiana. And as we go through the day today and into tomorrow, we'll see this precipitation moving off to the east. But areas up to the north in the northern plains and parts of the upper Midwest, they're going to start seeing some precipitation return to those areas again a little bit later in the weekend after rain occurs there today. And then it's going to turn cold. Some of those areas up there may not even get any warmer than perhaps the 50s. As we go through a big part of the week, there may be a couple of days where only some 40-degree temperatures are going to take place, and that's just ridiculous for this time of the year. So not only are they dealing with the wet bias, but they're also going to be dealing with perhaps the coolness as well. But the lower parts of the Midwest will continue with what I think will be a generally good favorable mix of weather. I say that knowing that there is going to be enough precipitation coming up here later this weekend into early next week, that will probably see a disruption to farming activity once again. But we will have warm weather still around for a little while. We expect to see the afternoon temperatures today getting back up into the 80s in a large part of the Midwest. In particular, we'll see that occurring in the southernmost parts of the region today, and then tomorrow we'll see an expansion back to the north so that a big part of Missouri and Illinois are impacted, and on Sunday even further to the north, probably reaching up into portions of Indiana, Ohio, and touching on perhaps the border area with Michigan and Wisconsin. So a lot of warmth still out there, and we do have the rain and thunderstorms, though, that are coming up. And those are going to come across the Midwest. In the western Corn Belt, it'll be a Saturday afternoon through Monday event. And for the eastern Midwest, it'll be a Sunday through Tuesday event. So there's plenty of moisture there. Unfortunately, it will disrupt our field work, but we do expect drier weather to come back into play next week. Some of the rain totals will be impressive in Missouri and Illinois in particular. Those two states are going to be poised for the greatest amounts. We'll probably see some 1.5 to 1.5 inch totals and some locally greater amounts. In fact, I'm getting up around 2 inches will be possible as well. Everybody else, probably see 1/4 to 3/4 inch amounts and something a little bit greater. We do expect cooler weather to occur across a very large portion of the Midwest next week. And during the middle part of the week, it'll probably be coolest, with many areas in the north seeing highs in the 50s and areas in the south seeing 60s and lower 70s. Low temperatures at night will fall back to the 40s and perhaps a few upper 30s in the uppermost portions of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 830 and a half, and it is down 12. Soft July wheat, 727 and a half, down 7 3/4. July corn, 515 1/4, down 1 1/4. December, 509 3/4, down 1 3/4. July soybeans, 1466, down 3 1/2. November, 1225, up 1. July soybean meal, 476.70, down $4. July soybean oil, 4133, up 21 cents. A programming note, it is a WASDE reporting day, a USDA reporting day, so we'll have special coverage after the report comes out. You can tune in for that at 11:39 this afternoon. That's Central Time. But joining us now on the phone to help us preview the report is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Looking at how trade has occurred since last night, it says everybody's satisfied with where they're sitting.
Yeah, boy, just really quiet here this morning. I think the last I saw, they traded less than 10,000 contracts overnight in corn, so not much volume in a really narrow range here from the standpoint of high and low. I think less than 2 cents or so on the corn, so I think everybody's just trying to get positioned here, see what the numbers are. Wide ranges as far as guesses for the, of course, this is the first look at the 14 crop officially, and wide ranges on carryout, especially on beans, it seems like.
You know, you get these senses if you watch the markets for a long time. You've certainly watched the markets for a long time. I've watched them for more than a decade now. That trade of what traders are kind of thinking, and I get the feeling that traders would really, really love to sell this market if they could just find a way to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's really the question here, Dave, as we go into this report to me, is if we come out with the numbers that the average trade guess is, which is about 300 million carryout on beans and nearly 1.7 billion carryout on corn, if we do come out with those numbers, can we hold these corn above $5? Can we hold November beans above $12? I think that's really the question of the day. If we see a negative reaction and we see some technical support get broken, will the funds come in there and sell? Now, I'm not saying that I think necessarily, there's probably support down there at 490 on these corn, $12 on beans, there's definitely support. So I don't know if it needs to fall out of bed, but I think we may have a chance to test some of those support levels.
I think there's a lot of pent-up bearish attitude. When you look at the market and how it's traded, there's been some attempts to sell the market, and it keeps bouncing back.
Yeah, and I think we see that. We see the, especially on the bean side, whenever you get down to a certain level there, you see buyers willing to come in and buy that market. And on the beans, I think it can be explained a little bit, especially with you look at old crop beans. You know, we kind of drove it up there to where the South American beans coming in were cheaper, and whenever we drop it down, we're getting to where the U.S. beans are cheaper than the South Americans when you get them imported in there. So, you know, there is some fundamentals behind it. The other thing to look at, I think the trade's expecting about 60% done here on the corn planting on Monday. Whenever we come out with the crop progress, that'd be pretty close to average if we can get there. Maybe optimistic, but boy, there's a lot of corn put in the ground this week.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. December corn is trading 509 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. November beans, 1225 up 1. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.